Hey, listeners, Steve here. I had a pretty good band in Seattle back in the day, but it kind of run its course, and I was really feeling like I needed to get on to something else. And I took a vacation with Denise, and we went down to San Francisco on the way to see her brother play in this band called The Yanks. And they were really great. And Paul Zoll on drums, Jack Cassidy from Jefferson Airplane on bass, Owen Masterson, singer, songwriter, guitarist, and Jack, lead guitar, and they were great. And we left on our vacation, and I kept thinking about what a cool band that was. And on the way back, we saw them again at the On Broadway. It was New Year's Eve, and there was an after party, and I said to the guys, hey, if Cassidy ever leaves, you know, give me a call. I'd like to be in the band. And sure enough, they called me. A couple months later, Cassidy was going back with Hot Tuna, and so I flew down for an audition. I got the gig. I flew back to Seattle, quit my job. It was a good job too, so it was a big risk, but I was 24, and it was one of those now or never moments. And I drove down to San Francisco with just my basses, no gear, to play a big show at the H Street Fair, and pulled an all-nighter with Owen Masterson to learn the songs. I went straight to the gig from his house. 15,000 people there, Paul says. I don't know if there was that many, but there was a lot. And gig went great. And we got into the studio and recorded an EP, and it was really good. I thought it was a good, really good EP, and toured on that one. And then we recorded another one called Made in the States and toured again on that one. And then a French label called Lolita picked up both of those EPs and put it into one long player. And we went on the road again. But in the end, for whatever reason, I don't know, lack of discipline, lack of focus, bad luck, didn't work out. And we broke up on the road, which is kind of an ugly way to break up. But it was the last show we did was in Tacoma, Washington, of all places. But we got back to San Francisco, and the manager wanted to try to keep Paul, Jack, and me together. So we got a keyboard player from Sammy Hagar's band and put us into a rehearsal studio with him, but that didn't work. No disrespect to him. There was just no chemistry. I don't remember the guy's name. And then we got together with Paul Davis from Bonnie Hayes and the Wild Combo, and as a four-piece, and we played some shows, still keeping the name Yanks, and that didn't really work out. It's just too competitive with Paul and Jack Johnson, just two fabulous guitar players. I don't know, not enough oxygen on stage for both of them. And then Cyril Jordan got a hold of Paul, because Paul was playing drums in the Flaming Groovies anyway, and he said, hey, Jack, why don't you and Paul come on the road with the Groovies? We're going to tour Australia and Europe. And so they did, and they said they'd be back, but I kind of knew that even when they gone back, too much time would go by, and it was probably over for me, and over for me in San Francisco. And so I left. It was a little bit bittersweet, and packed everything I owned, and Denise and our cat, into a van, and we drove back to San Francisco. I mean, back to Seattle. And that inspired this song that I wrote called Home to You, which kind of, especially the bridge, is about those days in San Francisco and wanting to get back to Seattle and start over again. And I love San Francisco, but you ever get that feeling sometimes that you just want to get the hell out of a place because the memories are just a little bit painful? But I still keep in touch with those guys. They're all good guys. They're all still alive. Paul lives in Belgium. Owen's a filmmaker now. You can see his award-winning documentary called Grow on YouTube. And Jack and I play in a group even today called Denny Blaine. Played last night. Had a good time. So here's the song, Home to You. Thanks for listening.